سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يرسل عليكما شواظ من نار ونحاس فلا تنتصران، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ فإذا انشقت السماء فكانت وردة كالدهان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ فيومئذ لا يسأل عن ذنبه إنس عن ذنبه إنس ولا جان، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ يعرف المجرمون بسيماهم فيؤخذ بالنواصي والأقدام، فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam and all those that are listening over the receivers, we are very, very fortunate to be Muslims. May Allah Ta'ala keep us with Iman, and may Allah take us from this world with Iman. Whatever little advices will be shared, it is for me first. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Do not claim to be pious. Allah Ta'ala knows best who is most pious. I sincerely regard every Muslim better than myself, and especially those fortunate ulama who 6-7 hours of the day learning and teaching the glorious Quran Sharif. May Allah give them good health and afiyat. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala takes deen work from a fasik person too, like me. Allah grant us sincerity and humility. For a few weeks we were doing Surah Ar-Rahman, and the Eid al-Adha came in between. We had some guest speakers in between. I recited ayat of the Quran from Surah Rahman, verses number 35 to 42. As Muslims, our iman is Allah has created us and sent us into this world for a very short while. And nearly every day we're hearing a funeral notice. Some of our family and friends have passed away. We have been attending janaza. Every janaza reminds us of our janaza to come one day. And alhamdulillah, many of us were fortunate to go to the afternoon maktab madrasa in the morning, where we learn how to, in the afternoons, the afternoon maktab madrasa in the afternoons, we learn in the madrasa the basics about salah, about how to recite the Arabic Quran Sharif, wuzu, istinja, etc. Some major sins we know we have to abstain from. May Allah guide us to abstain from. Then life after that is true. The day of Qiyamah is true. Good action to the mercy of Allah grant us all Jannatul Firdaus. And sins and disobedience to Allah will take people towards Jahannam. Now these verses which I've recited today is pertaining to the punishment Allah is going to give to the disobedient servants. One is we are Muslim, we got Iman. And those that do not have Iman, those that are not Muslims, our beloved Rasulullah is the last and final Nabi of Allah. The glorious Quran Sharif is the last and final authentic book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever is arrogant and proud do not accept the true message of Islam, then they will face the consequences themselves. May Allah protect us. Allah says in this verse, يُرُسَلُ عَلَيْكُمَا شُوَازٌ مِّن نَارٍ وَنُحَاسٌ فَلَا تَنْتَصِرَانَ. On the day of Qiyamah, the disobedient servants of Allah, a flame and smoke shall be unleashed on the two of you, man and jinn, who do not bring iman, those that do not read the Farz Salah on its prescribed times, those that openly commit major sins and even feel proud of the major sins. Allah will punish them. May Allah protect us. And you will be helpless to ward it off when the fire of Jahannam, and Allah will be, we won't be able to put it off. No fire brigade or anything can come at our rescue. So which favors of your Rabb do the two of you deny? We Muslims are being favored by having the wealth of iman, tawfiq of reading Salah, Quran, whatever good action, giving charities, helping the poor. All these good works will help us in the akhirat. The time shall certainly come when the sky shall cleave asunder and become red like hide. So which favors of your Rabb do the two of you deny? We know when Qiyamah will come, Allah will destroy the creation, even the skies, the moon, the earth, everything. On that day, no man and no jinn shall be asked about his sins. So which favors of your Rabb do the two of you deny? The criminals will be recognized by the traits and will be seized by the forelocks and feet. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala has complete knowledge how we spend our life in this world. We're going to ask us, little knowledge we had, how much did we practice? Allah, forgive me, I am guilty, number one. We hope in the mercy that Allah must give us tawfiq of making tawbah on our shortcomings and become better Muslims each day we get closer to our grave. Allah Ta'ala going to ask us how we earn our money, how we spend our money. Allah going to ask us how we spend our youth or how we spend our time, even old age. All these questions will be put to us. And those that openly committed sins, Allah says, يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ فَيُؤْخَذُ بِالنَّوَاصِي وَالْأَقْدَامِ. The criminals will be recognized by the traits and will be seized by the forelocks and feet. The people that got iman and will be going to Jannah to the mercy of Allah, Allah make their faces handsome and shine. ضَاحِكَةٌ مُسْتَبْشِرَةٌ, smiling and happy. And the sinful servants, their face will be ugly and dark. In this world, you may be fair and handsome, but you don't have iman, Allah will make your face ugly. And in this world, many of our African brothers are good Muslims, the muazzins, the imams. Allah has chosen them for the khidmat of deen. Allah will honor the muazzins by making them tall, and they will stick out on the day of Qiyamah. See, who are these people? These people that call out azan. During the time of Rasulullah, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, they were fair, handsome from the Quraysh tribe, but they were arrogant, they never have iman. On the day of Qiyamah, their face will be ugly like the people of Jahannam, dark. Hadhrat Bilal radiallahu anhu was from Abyssinia, Habsha, but he became the first muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now Allah will make his face handsome and radiant like the people of Jannah. Now I'll mention some hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that will make our entry in Jannah easy. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal, من دعا إلى هدى كان له من الأجر مثل أجور من تبعه لا ينقص ذلك من أجورهم شيئا ومن دعا إلى ضلالة كان عليه من الإثم مثل آثام من تبعه لا ينقص ذلك من أعصامهم شيئا، رواه مسلم. حد أبو هريرة نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Whoever invites towards guidance shall receive a reward similar to the rewards of all those who follow him, without anything decreasing in their rewards. And al-iyadhu billah, whoever invites towards misguidance and sins shall receive a sin similar to the sins of all those who follow him, without anything decreasing in their sin, mentioned Muslim Sharif. We need the guidance of ulama. We all students, we have our desires, our nafs with us. And what Allah has declared haram in the Quran, we can't make it halal. And we must think the consequence, if we teach somebody something good, salah, Quran, zikr, some teaching of Allah and Rasulullah, that they become better Muslims, they will be rewarded in their good deeds. And even when we leave this world, as long as the people doing that good will be getting the reward. On the other hand, if you gave incorrect advice, something haram, you made it haram, or made it halal. Now the sin of other people also come on your head because you gave incorrect advice. Best thing to say, I don't know, ask the ulama. We don't become muftis and become great scholars. Many times people ask me questions, I tell them, contact the ulama in the jamiat or in the darulums. The most of the darulums, they have their website, they have a Q&A section. The jamiats also have a Q&A section. Everything is online. And we can ask them regarding Islamic finance or anything else. I'm not a mufti. But appreciate the ulama that are in our midst. May Allah guide us to become good practicing Muslims. The other thing is that we need to have love, unity and muhabbat amongst ourselves. And we meet for the right reason. We don't meet for the incorrect reasons. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والذي نفسي بيدي لا تدخل الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم أفشوا السلام بينكم رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم I take an oath by that being in whose control is my life. You will not enter paradise unless you become believers. You cannot become believers perfect unless you have love for each another. And should I not show you something that will create love, make salam common amongst ourselves. We don't make salam when the azan is going because you have to reply to the words of the azan. When people are making wuzu also, don't greet that time. And in the masjid, people are engaged in different types of nafil. One is Faraz Salah is on, that is understood. But besides when the Faraz Salah, people are reading Quran, making zikr, tasbihat. And after namaz outside, we can make salam with one another. Allah make it easy. And how important it is to have love for one another, especially for the pious personalities. We Muslims, we don't take non-Muslim celebrities as our role model, famous professional sports players, or famous film stars, or famous musicians, etc. We follow the ulama-i haq, who guide us of the commands of Allah and the teachings of Rasulullah ﷺ, and will make us our entering Jannah paradise easy. An Abi Karimah al-Miqdad ibn Ma'di Yakraba رضي الله معدي كرب رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا أحب الرجل أخاه فليخبره أنه يحبه رواه أبو داود والترمذي. A Sahabi mentioned that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if a person loves his brother, he should inform him that he loves him. Some people have some good qualities, make salam with him, make friends with him, for the sake of Allah. And Rasulullah told Mu'az, I love you, and he taught him a dua. Allahumma inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadati. And we must have sincere love and respect for every sahabi and companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And al-Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu anhumah, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال في الأنصار: لا يحبهم إلا مؤمن ولا يبغضهم إلا منافق، من أحبهم أحبه الله ومن أبغضهم أبغضه الله عليه أبغضه الله. متفق عليه. We know the early Muslims that brought Iman in the company of Rasulullah in Makkah Mukram, they are known as the Muhajireen. And the Muslims of Medina Munawwara are known as the helpers. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahabas migrated from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara, the Ansar, the helpers of Medina Munawwara, helped Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahabas in the spreading of Deen. So today, the little Islam that we have is through the sacrifices of the companions of Rasulullah SAW that they travel to different cities and countries of the world. We need to have sincere love and respect for them. May Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq of practicing the little advices that was being shared. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.